Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming back. It's nice to see you again. This is Richard Sachs. I'm the host of Lost Arts Radio. And this is just kind of an unusual, informal news kind of broadcast that is just looking at a couple of things from the preceding week leading up to today. We meet every Saturday to look at that. And I try to choose one or two things that are significant and look at their implications. And there's vast amounts of stuff going on, but it tends to fall into a few main categories, and there's a lot to learn by understanding what's happening in those. I was reminded just a few minutes ago that there was a really amazing vote in the Italian government, national government, to overturn the suggested mandatory vaccines. I think they had like 10 mandatory vaccines that were going to start being required for kids all over the country. And the parents who were starting to do their own homework and find out, wait a minute, they're saying these vaccines are safe and effective, right? They say that in every language all over the world and make believe that they've done all these safety studies. And, the opposite is true. If they do any safety studies, they hide them, because the safety studies explain that there's no safety in vaccines. Even before they had adjuvants in them, like putting toxic metals in them for your benefit, like mercury and aluminum and MSG and all this stuff that can cause autoimmune diseases later on and is really a great model for the medical industry if you're just looking at business revenue. But they find out that, wait a minute, that makes you sicker when you get vaccinated. How can it be safe? Well, it's effective at making you sicker, but it's not really very safe except for the income of the medical industry. It's one of many gargantuan size scams that are going on every day. And hopefully you guys that are listening to this are seeing through it. It's really easy to figure out if you just get a little bit conscious. You go back and look at the history of vaccination all the way back to Edward Jenner in about 1899 in the UK. And they were maiming and killing people, mostly kids, back then. And there were no adjuvants at all. There was the first shot was supposed to prevent smallpox. And, well, that didn't quite work. They got massive smallpox epidemics being started by the vaccines. And, of course, nobody was supposed to notice that, but the people did notice it and started, revolting all over the place. And so many times the vaccines were banned, and then the government and the medical industry, realizing the tremendous source of not only immediate revenue, but much more revenue later, when the people get so sick from the vaccines, they kept reinstating them, and the same thing is going on now. So it's really remarkable what happened in Italy. This great guy Salvini, I think is his name, Matteo Salvini, and some other people that are along the same line of thinking, saying, wait a minute, why would we want to subject everybody to having their kids injected with poisons whose effects are not told to everybody? I mean, even the amount that's told to everybody is disastrous. They can kill you. And it says that right on the package insert. Can you imagine what would happen if they recommended a vitamin pill and anybody even got a headache? The manufacturer would probably be in jail. But with vaccines, maiming and killing kids all over the world and adults too, and doing other things like sterilizing women who thought it was for preventing some disease, and then they find out, oh, by the way, you don't plan on having any kids in this lifetime because you can't anymore after the vaccine, which was safe and effective. Now you can't have kids anymore. This is such a massive crime against humanity, masquerading as some kind of a respectable medical procedure, and there's people making massive amounts of money off of it. And one of the people I didn't tell you about this yet. There was a rally in Sacramento in California where they've got a really horrible legislature and governor, and that's saying a lot compared to other ones, but they do. And they signed into law, I think it was called SB 277 a while back, and that means that if you have kids and you want them to go to school, which the California Constitution says is their right no matter what, you can let them go to school. Just you can't get in until you get injected with everything that we tell you is recommended. And of course, it's only recommended. You just can't escape it. So it's de facto mandatory, and they made it so that you can't even go to private school unless your kids are injected with whatever, you know, that the state wants them injected with. These don't prevent disease, by the way. I think you might as well know that. They do increase what's called antibodies in the bloodstream. We've had a number of doctors and other scientific experts on the show explaining that there's no correlation between antibodies appearing in the blood and real-life immunity to disease. There just isn't. There's no correlation. If that one fact, only that one thing, were understood, that would be the end of vaccination worldwide. That would be it. That really is the issue. It's not, it is an issue of freedom, you know, that they shouldn't be able to inject your kids with things against your will to be able to have basic rights exercised. But the even more basic issue is not even that. It's that there's two things about the injections. They don't prevent disease, and they may kill you or your kids. If those two things were understood, you wouldn't even have to argue about informed consent. It would all be over. And it's just amazing that this scam has been able to be perpetrated, and you can see how tightly they're holding on to it, because brilliant doctors that go all over the world speaking, trying to inform the parents so they save their kids. No, it's not killing kids. It's not destroying herd immunity. That's all totally bogus. The people who are supporting that are just really, really angry, but they don't know what they're talking about. Herd immunity is nonsense. If you want to get more into the details and the science of it, you can read a book. There's a couple of really good ones. One is, if you want to write it down, there's a book by Tim O'Shea, O-S-H-E-A. Really amazing guy. He's a doctor in California. And the name of that book is Vaccination is Not Immunization. You notice how they kind of switch the name over and they say, well, do you want your child immunized? In other words, if you don't want that, you must want your child to potentially die and get these diseases. And they use all these psychological games. But the name of that book is key to it. Vaccination is not immunization. It's another way of saying there's no correlation between the antibodies that come up in the blood and try to fight off the vaccine and real immunity. There's no correlation. If there was, the people that get immunized would not get the disease after that. It would not happen. But it happens all the time. And not only do they get it, even if they don't show that they've got it, they're contagious. They can spread it. It's incredible. How would anybody ever put up with that? You know, science used to be, well, theoretically at some point, a respectable way of thinking. It's just logical thought. It's based on observation of things that go on in nature. You know, you don't see bears in the winter, and maybe they're hibernating, and then you do some experiments like look in the caves and see if they're hibernating, and you see a bear there and it's really deeply asleep, you can't even wake it up, and that proves your hypothesis that bears go in caves and hibernate in the winter. It's just really simple logic. And it's based on hunches and intuition and subtle feelings that something might go on, and then you set up a experiment to see logically if it's true. It's a really good procedure. It's a good template for discovering things, and you can use it yourself. You don't need a degree to say that you're a master scientist or something. You can just be one in your life And if you do that, a lot of the conclusions that you'll discover are true are way more advanced than what you're being told by the official scientists. There's so many examples of that. I'm sure you can think of many of them. But it's just stunning how this hoax has been put over on the people. And it's not just an intellectual hoax, it's an emotional hoax. So that if you memorize something like safe and effective, and anybody questions it, you're programmed to just fly into a rage and say, you're killing all the kids, you're threatening herd immunity, you're doing all this stuff, which is nonsense, but you just get so emotional, you can't talk about it. All you want to do is just go destroy the people that are threatening herd immunity and stuff. It's totally insane. So what the power structure has succeeded in doing, kind of what Edward Bernays originally started, the nephew of Sigmund Freud, who was the father, called the father of, my mind just went blank on the propaganda, basically. It's a brainwashing of people. And that's been perfected to such a degree now that it's coming out subliminally through the television. It's been actually shown, and the frames slowed down and show the pictures that are flashed so briefly that you can't see them. Even in kids' cartoons, it's really pretty amazing. And through the radio and entertainment, so-called entertainment, that teaches you the greatest heroes are the ones that can kill the fastest and stuff like even the women, the really great-looking women are there with machine guns, you know, getting you to associate everything good with the ability to kill really effectively. And so breaking the brainwashing becomes the top priority of pretty much anyone that wants to survive for themselves or their family or their country or the world. It's going to depend on breaking the brainwashing. So I guess that's kind of a common theme in news events of the week that you want to look at. They're almost all examples of the brainwashing stuff, almost everywhere. So there was a rally in California, Sacramento. Dale Bigtree was there, who's a super inspiring speaker and journalist, and he's got his own show called High Wire. You might want to look for that on the internet. Great person, and he was on our show on Lost Arts Radio. And he's, as I say, he's a great speaker, but like so many others, like Andy Wakefield used to do too, I don't think he does it anymore, but Dell was saying, but I'm not anti-vaccine. What? If somebody was going to cut off your head, would you be afraid to say you're anti-cutting off your head? I mean, it's not rocket science, as they say. If something says on the piece of paper describing it that doesn't even say the worst stuff, that it may kill you or your child, and you're not against it, there's really something wrong with that picture. So anyway, it was a great rally in Sacramento. I couldn't see a date, but I think it was during the last few days. Brandy Vaughn was there as another great speaker. And they were saying that, I think it was Robert Kennedy, that sued HHS, Health and Human Services, in the federal government and said, we want to see all the safety studies, because in the late 80s, when they took away I think it was 86, they took away all the liability from the people who make vaccines, saying, it's okay, just for everybody's benefit, if you make a vaccine that kills people and destroys their family or makes them invalids for the rest of their life, don't worry about it. You have no responsibility. It's okay. That was a gift of Congress. I think it was in 86. And apparently part of the law that they passed, just to make it sound a little better, is that Health and Human Services was responsible to have on file all these safety studies, you know, that the pro-vaccination people are always referring to and say, oh yeah, there's all this stuff on file and it just proves how safe it is for you, and you trust your 1-hour-old baby to vaccines, no problem. So Robert Kennedy, who's done some really good work, said, we want to see those. We want to see the safety studies. And of course, there aren't any safety studies, in case you're not clear on that yet. There can't be any safety studies because they're not safe, okay? So if you had a safety study, it would just show that they're all dangerous and they don't do anything good. That would be really irritating to the people trying to promote them and making billions of dollars sometimes off, you know, just one type of injection. It would just mess up the whole plan to know that the safe and effective slogan is a complete lie. So obviously there are no safety studies. So that came out. So they had this rally in Sacramento where Brandy and some other people, and Dell, I guess, were speaking. And they said, there are no safety studies. This is all illegal, which it is, because they can't take the liability away from those companies if the companies don't follow the conditions, which include having all the safety studies there done. And obviously there aren't any. It would be really dumb for those guys to do safety studies, actually. So NBC News, at least in California, was covering the rally and saying, you know, this is what they say. But this other rally, in other words, the good people who were sane and not threatening herd immunity, they were saying, vaccines are the most tested, trusted, proven therapy in, the last 200 years. Let's see, 1899. Well, not really 200 years, but I guess they started from before the vaccine started. And they said they're the most trusted therapy out there, and they saved millions of lives. It's completely not true, of course, but it sounds really respectable. So NBC ended with that, indicating that these other crazy people may be well-meaning, but they're not scientists. They don't understand that safe and effective is coming from the top authorities. So you can really trust it. And that was pretty interesting. So if that's one of the elements of news from last week that we want to bring out, What's the relevance of it? What do you think the relevance of it is? I mean, you know as much as I do about this kind of stuff. And the relevance is that people are subject to hypnosis, and governments and global corporations like to employ hypnosis to keep the people where they want them. And yeah, on the lower levels, it's to buy a product. Like, you know, this business of injections is a great business. A lot of pediatricians are making the vast majority of the money in their whole practice from injecting the kids with this stuff. And most of them that I've talked to never even look at what is in what they're injecting. I mean, how can that possibly be? I think one reason they get away with it is it's so bizarre that no one would ever imagine that could happen. I mean, a doctor, they're the most like responsible people, the most intelligent, concerned, benevolent people in the universe, or at least this galaxy, you know. And so the idea that they don't know what's in what they're injecting into babies and kids and adults, no, forget it. That couldn't be possible. And most people, I don't think, imagine that it could be. But part of the lesson of these events is it is possible. It's what's happening. What the world that you're living in is beyond science fiction. And if you're not willing to look at that possibility and the things that prove it to be true, you're going to go through life unaware of even where you are and what's going on around you. And if you're not aware of what's going on, you're probably not going to make much of a contribution to solving some immediate threats to humanity. And I'm encouraging you to do that, to live in a more conscious way so that you can contribute, because the biggest secret, the bottom line of all these things that we try to figure out what they mean, the biggest secret is who you are. You're this amazing, limitless, permanent, extremely powerful being. That's more of a secret than what's going on with the injections. it's more of a secret than about the deadly nature of GMOs, and all of chemical agriculture actually is a disaster for the planet and was never needed. And I'm not saying that off the top of my head. I've been heavily involved in agriculture since the mid-60s. Chemicals are a scam too, and they're suicide for the planet, and they were not needed. And conservative opinion notwithstanding, Rachel Carson was more than correct. She was right that these pesticides should never have been manufactured at all in the first place. And I'm a total advocate of free market capitalism. But we don't have that in America. We have collusion between government agencies which make their own laws and call them policies and then enforce them with their own firearms outside of law just because they made a policy. What? That can't happen in America, right? Well, not constitutionally, no, but it's happening every day. So they're making businesses out of collusion between government and favored global corporations. That's one little problem. The one reason it's not free market capitalism in America. And the other is that if you make a business that's really successful or not successful, either way, and your product is something that you know is going to destroy the environment and kill people, that's not okay to do. It's suicidal. It's really stupid, even for the people that are making all the money, because their kids are going to be killed by it too. So you need to shake off the hypnosis. Again, that's the main message. So Mike Adams, for example, a friend of ours and a friend of Lost Arts Radio, is saying, well, these CEOs and the people that are the head of criminal cartels called corporations, whether it's called a government or a company, they all need to be arrested, because the having free market capitalism does not mean the freedom to destroy the world in order to make your money. You have to make as much money as you want to, but do it by doing something beneficial to people, or at least that you think will be beneficial. If you make a mistake and it's not, then change. You know, it's not about condemning anybody. It's about changing, stopping things that are damaging in our own lives as well as other people. So one of the, mentioning Mike brings up another of the big things that happened this week. I believe it was on the 6th, a Monday, something like that. Yeah, on the Monday. You know what happened on Monday? Huge event in American history. One of the, as far as I know, the biggest reliable, honest, courageous, comprehensive news sources in the world was totally shut down and banned off of Facebook and YouTube and Spotify and several other different huge platforms that are basically utilities and monopolies. And they didn't even bother to say specifically what he did. They never showed his crimes, the clips of the bad videos that he made or anything. They just said, well, he bullies children and he's a racist. And they got Dan Rather to come on TV and said, yes, Alex Jones is an unalloyed racist. No, he's not. I followed his work for the last 18 years. What they're saying about him is not true. They just made it up. The reason they hate him, in fact, if he was as bad as what they're saying, they would love him. And all the global corporations and banks would be supporting him and everything. It's just the opposite. So you have to learn how to look at government seal of approval, as we call it, and translate. And if they absolutely say somebody is demonic, it's probably a really good person, or at least a good chance of it. And it's true in Alex's case. And when he makes a mistake on the news, he just says, sorry, made a mistake, it looked like such and such. That's normal. But when it's really obvious what's going on, he just says it. And that can't be allowed, according to the plan of the global rulers. So they shut him down almost entirely worldwide on last Monday. That's a huge concern for everybody in the world that is in favor of a good future for themselves, their kids. Real reporting, real critically important open and free news, that's being shut down systematically right now. And in America, it's leading up to this really critical election that they're having in November. It's called the midterms, and there are a lot of people in Congress that are going to be either reinstated or replaced by people of one party or the other. And what the media is working very closely in America with the Democratic Party to spread hatred of the current president. And the reason they want to do that is because he was the only non-war candidate of either party in the last election. And he finally went ahead and started negotiating with Russia, with Vladimir Putin, who's done a lot of great things that you'll never hear about on the news as it is now, went and stopped the immediate crisis in North Korea, where they were shooting missiles over Japan, saying that they were going to nuke the United States and all that. They stopped, said they would start working toward total disarmament, destroyed a nuclear test site, started sending home remains of soldiers from the Korean conflict, and no coverage positively at all. They just said, the president is really stupid, he's an idiot, he can't talk. He's an egomaniac, he's a racist, everything bad you can imagine, that's what he is, a Russian agent, the slave of Vladimir Putin. Are we really stupid enough to believe any of that stuff? Hopefully not. It's not really innate stupidity, it's more like we're hypnotized, programmed to sleep. And it keeps coming back to the same theme. If you want to be able to see what's going on with the medical industry, with hatred of the president, with this upcoming election, with what's going on with social media, you're going to have to figure out a way to shake off the hypnosis. Don't just be, attached to defending what you already think. If it's true, it's not going to be threatened ever. But if it's not true, why do you want to hold on to it? And the people that are being programmed with this hatred, they don't want to discuss it. They don't want to look at anything. They're not open-minded. If you question what they're saying, they just fly into a rage. It's a real serious hypnosis. And they're changing the social media, including the search engines. Google, for example, which used to at one point be pretty accurate, now is just a political tool. And these guys are all moving together toward trying to get their representatives in the Democratic Party in, whose total platform is hate Trump, remove Trump. That's the end of their platform. Oh, yeah, and no borders to countries. That's racist. So you have to let every drug dealer and terrorist into your country, otherwise you're a racist. And that's the program they want. And also just economic devastation, which they were pretty far along with. And it got irritatingly reversed when the current administration came in, even though there's a lot of traitors within it who are holding down the results. And the Federal Reserve, our central bank in America, is trying to kill the Trump recovery, which is now at a phenomenal success rate. They're planning an economic crash probably around the election and maybe more so afterwards, to blame it on Trump and say that, see, he always was a Russian agent just there to destroy everything. So the outcome of that is going to depend whether we're awake enough to see through it. And that's the whole message. There's no point in going over all these news things unless we learn from them. So Alex was kicked off the air the beginning of this past week. He's demanding a hearing in Congress because they're actually talking about Alex personally in Congress and saying, yes, we know he's one of the worst people there are on the internet and we have to get him banned. And he does beat up children. And where that came from, by the way, is that there was a news story on the mainstream media from somewhere in the northern Midwest, I think it was. And there was this crazy kid who was like 10 or 12 years old and he was punching adults, and he hit this one man in the face several times, and the man finally got tired of it and pushed the kid away, and he fell on the ground and just started screaming, "You're going to jail," and everything. And he wasn't hurt. He was just an unusual kid, or, you know, maybe on several drugs. I don't know. Most of them, more and more of the kids are on drugs now, so they're not really to blame for their own behavior. It's the parents that are to blame for putting them on drugs. And if you're going to put your kid on drugs, read the package insert. They all have one. Study it carefully. Putting toxic chemicals in your kid's bloodstream is a pretty heavy responsibility. And if you are not looking at what it really does and what it is, you're not doing your job. So just suggest being more aware of what you're doing. So anyway, because this kid was punching the guy in the face and the guy pushed him away, they just blur out the face and say, "Alex Jones did this, and it's because he beats up kids." And they actually push that all over the country. And, you know, in Congress, there's a lot of people that believe it. It's completely insane. Again, we're living in a world that makes Alice in Wonderland world look normal by comparison. And that's a theme of all these stories so far. So when you look at this campaign of hatred and craziness and insanity that is sweeping America and actually much of what used to be Europe as well, where people are actually asking for their own destruction in various ways, it's really strange watching the people who are doing it. A lot of them now are coming out in black masks and sometimes red scarves with hammers and sickles in yellow. I mean, openly communist. There's no question. It's not some conspiracy theory or something. They're wearing, you know, the official costumes and covering their face so they can't be recognized when they are beating everybody up to fight fascism. They think they're fighting fascism, right? So they find women and kids and men who look like they might not fight back, and they hit them with things like staffs and bike locks on chains swinging like a mace. And this is how they fight fascism. They're completely out of their minds, or completely in their minds, programmed minds, actually. It's a very strange situation that's going on, and I think, personally, that there is more to it, that the reason that all these people are going crazy in the cities and money is pouring in for these rioting domestic terrorists, basically. It's coming from companies that are connected to George Soros, and also the United Nations is behind it, and the Democratic Party strongly supporting all of the chaos and social destruction. And they've been caught on hidden camera. Several really interesting clips have been put on our lostartsradio.com. James O'Keefe and other people have actually sent undercover journalists into meetings of the higher level of the Democratic leadership and other groups like that, and they've had them laughing on video that, oh yeah, we're doing all these things. We go in and make believe that we're somebody else to demonize the other side, and they're just openly doing it, and they're getting really well paid for it. And when necessary, they pay the individual rioters and protesters. That's been on video from hidden camera as well. So it's an interesting situation, and they're getting more and more openly communist. And I wanted to make sure, just like I studied the Islamic scriptures, to know exactly what's going on with that. And I wanted to reread Marx and Engels' Communist Manifesto to say, all right, these guys who invented communism, let's get back to the details of that. What is it? And it basically boils down to overthrowing the government by violence and killing the rich people and stealing their property and then redistributing it all so that everybody can experience utopia, basically like heaven on earth, right? And you do it by stealing whatever anybody has, and you create this elite, super powerful, rich class that controls everybody else to make sure it's all fair and benevolent. And it's such an obvious scam. I mean, the book itself, The Communist Manifesto, I thought is really boring and stupid, and it's not impressive. It's really dumb. And it's basically the idea that if you're having a hard time, or you don't have any money, it's because there's a class oppressing you. There's a, you know, the bourgeoisie is oppressing the proletariat, the good working people, the good starving working people who are, you can tell they're good because they're oppressed and they don't have anything. And the bourgeoisie, the successful people who maybe have a business that's running really well and they're hiring people and giving them jobs, those are the bad people. And in order to have utopia and to move toward that in society, you have to get rid of all these bad people who have anything and then take what they have, steal their land, steal their possessions, and distribute it among all the poor oppressed people, and that's communism. I know, I just read it. So it's really stupid, you guys. And if you're falling for it, a lot of people on drugs fall for it are the people who don't ever want to do anything. And they just feel like if somebody else has something and they don't, that person is the oppressor and should be killed or at least gotten out of the way. And I find that really strange. I've had a lot of experience in my own life of times of having nothing, literally, questionably, whether it would be enough to eat. And it never occurred to me that the upper class was repressing me. Because it's just really stupid to think that. Now, there are things about some of the rich entities in society, like the Monsanto and this is another news item, the Monsanto Bayer merger that just happened that Trump and the others should never have let happen, because you get two monsters joining and becoming much more powerful. They're killing people all over the world. And they're doing it intentionally, and they're lying about it intentionally. And they're really stupid because they don't realize that it will come back on them spiritually and in their consciousness and in the health of their families and all this stuff. So in that way, they're really stupid. But most of these people have high IQs, and they just use them to cause suffering. But that's different than what communism says, because communism says anybody who's successful, you know, in the upper classes is oppressing you and they should be destroyed. No, if they're successful doing good things that help people, why not? I mean, it creates all these jobs and actually helps the environment if they're doing something honest and non-toxic. Nothing wrong with people who are successful there. What they call the trickle-down theory of economics, referring to, I think, Reagan and people now talk about it in very disparaging terms. But it's not trickle down, it's like explosion down. If you have companies that are doing beneficial things for the environment and for people, and they're hiring all these people and making others successful, that's not bad. That's really good. And that's a natural outcome of free market capitalism. I'm just saying that it should have the caveat or the limitation on it. Make as much money as you want, as little government interference as you want, but don't do it by intentionally hurting people. That's not one of the acceptable business models. So, anyway, communism is really moving and trying to destroy America, and they need Trump and his friends removed from office. So, the president's a real positive influence that way, but he's got some huge areas of ignorance that need to be filled, or they could be disastrous. It's good that he's gotten to meet with Russia finally. He should never have waited for this length of time. He should have been right away after the election, because Putin, the reason that Putin is still demonized every day on the news is that he's done some really great things for the world and for his country. And it's not communist anymore. He's helping families. He's giving them land for organic farming. He wants to become the biggest exporter of organic agriculture in the world. He's trying to get the Wi-Fi out of schools, which America should immediately follow suit in that. That's one of Trump's big areas of ignorance. And real mistake on his part is to think that the 5G and the Internet of Things is something good. It's something disaster. It doesn't matter how much money you can make from it, because it's destructive to all life, not just human life, but animals, not just animals, but plants and trees. Incredible. Our guest Paul G. brought this up in a really good presentation on our recent show and was talking about it, and that this has to be all replaced with other technology, and hardwiring all of the computer devices is certainly the best option. And what Paul G. brought up is that the fiber optic cables are already installed in most parts of America, perhaps in other places too. I didn't even really know about it. And he said a minor little extension on it going into each house and business would eliminate the need for the so-called 5G and a lot of the 4G. And you could start eliminating some of the transmitter devices that are around us now and avoid a lot of cancer, a lot of brain problems, a lot of neurological problems, a lot of general health issues that are being caused by the fact that the Wi-Fi transmission, the 5G transmission, the smart grid, smart meters, NEXRAD, HARP installations, these are all over the world. HARP's not just in Alaska anymore. And Trump needs to learn about that immediately and start getting rid of it and replacing it with real technology that is not harmful to living organisms. And that's the thing about technology. It's really powerful and potentially really great, but not if you intentionally, like in the microwave transmission, use weaponized frequencies that were perfected before World War II and shown to be disastrous to humans and would even affect their thoughts and emotions. And personally, I don't think that's a mistake. I think probably this widespread insane behavior of these communist mobs in the street who just want to hurt people and beat up people to fight fascism, this could be influenced by the widespread microwave installations, because Barry Trower was on the show and explaining several times to us that they could do that. They could tune in to creating widespread insanity in the 1940s. So they're way beyond that now. And we had a whistleblower from an installation euphemistically termed a private security installation in Seattle a few months ago. And he just couldn't stand what he was helping to have happen, because he worked in this huge company, and their experimenting was to find out if they could mind control and emotionally control millions of people at one time. So you can figure that's kind of where they are in part right now with the development of these technologies. And I think that's what 5G is for. It's not so you can download 15 movies in 1 second. I don't think we really need to do that much. It's not an urgent priority. And they have these massive power supplies with each small cell installation, way more than they need. I think it's a population control measure, not just for numbers, but for mind control and emotions. And this idea of getting that degree of control over us has been a real high priority of the power structure for a long time. And now they may think that with the ubiquitous nature of 5G installations everywhere, even in the remote rural areas, that if none of us can think anymore other than the thoughts they want us to have, and we have our emotions control like these crazy people in the street that are just flying into a rage and don't know what they're against, but they're sure they're fighting fascism. If they can do that to everybody, this would be like one of their best dreams. And I think that's what they're heading for. So the current administration needs to reverse the rollout of 5G immediately. Same thing with the Internet of Things, which should be dumped, in my opinion. All the microwave transmitters should be either just taken out of service or changed in frequency to a frequency that is beneficial to humanity and nature. And they could do that if they wanted to. Use the fiber optics that Paul G. explained are all over the place. The president and the people who support him need to understand that his initial attempt to start the safety commission with Robert Kennedy was a good idea, and get back to it. He hasn't done it. He hasn't kept that promise, and it's probably under, you know, threats to his family and everything, because these guys who want everyone injected with all these toxic chemicals, they're real serious, and they will kill you if you try to go against their program. And Trump may be under pressure from that, but he needs to find some way of getting beyond it. And also, he's gone into somewhat in the drug cartels, the medical drug cartels in the medical industry, but mostly he's just called them out on raising the prices unnecessarily. He needs to realize that what are called medicines now are almost exclusively what Dr. Labo calls enzyme killers. And I think that's probably a polite, mild way of saying it. They're mass murder tools. And there is actually real medicine that they could do instead and just save the radical invasive procedures and maybe drugs in some cases of extreme traumatic emergency or something. But in most cases, they need to teach and practice real healthcare. It doesn't matter, even if you made it all free right now, it wouldn't be worth taking because it's killing millions of people and ruining the lives of almost everybody else, putting everybody on multiple toxic chemicals called medicine. It shouldn't be called medicine, but you know this term side effect? It's just a distraction. It's not a side effect. It's the real effect of those chemicals. So when you look at the package insert, I'm assuming you're going to start doing that with all the drugs. Get it from the pharmacist. Get it from where the doctor, they're supposed to give it to you, because otherwise it's not informed consent, because the informed part is missing. So when you're reading that, translate side effect. Forget the word side. It means nothing. It means don't pay any attention to this. It just look at it as effects. It's like when you're buying food, and you're in the natural food store and it says conventional and organic costs more sometimes. And it's a conventional, well, how bad could that be? I mean, conventional, that means regular. Don't let yourself be hypnotized by language. Call things what they really are and then deal with it. What does conventional mean? It means your food is poisoned. You want to feed that to your family? I mean, shake yourself awake. I'm not saying, you know, the global rulers want to incite people into violence, because if we use violence, then we can be demonized and we can be an excuse for using the experimental weaponry that we haven't even seen, which they would really have a lot of fun using on all of us. So that's not really a brilliant way to do it. There are other ways, just as Obi-Wan Kenobi told Luke, on the moon base, the space station that they were on, there are other ways to win besides direct confrontation. And actually, those are the ones that they don't talk about because they don't want us to know. So consider that guidance and find out. Things are known already. So anyway, the current administration urgently needs to find out what's wrong with chemical agriculture, not just GMOs. The whole chemical agriculture industry is a planetary disaster. It's not feeding the people. Well, I mean, it's feeding them compromised food. Organic is the bare baseline minimum to make things edible. So if we're awake at all and we care about our own bodies, which we should, because that's what makes us able to do everything, and your family and your kids and your friends, organic is the bare minimum. And then they're going to try to debase the organic standards. That was the whole point. It was started by the USDA, which is the biggest promoter of GMOs on the planet, or one of them, next to Bayer and Monsanto, I guess, and Syngenta and all those wonderful companies. So they didn't start the USDA organic program because they like you so much. They started it so that they could control the name organic and then change the standards so that the organic devotees were eating poison as soon as possible. What's needed is a private certification agency like Demeter or some other one like that that has no connection to government. and no connection, obviously, to corporations that sell poison or chemical fertilizers, which basically are poison, but just in a more subtle sense. So the president needs to learn about that. He needs to know about geoengineering. I'd love to know what he thinks. You know, none of the presidents ever mention it. Or if it was ever mentioned, they'd quote the scientists who say, yes, someday we might have to do geoengineering to fight global warming. I wonder if any of them are smart enough to know that's total nonsense and that it's going on all over the world right now. So the current president, well-motivated as he is, and that's what makes him a great president, in my mind, that's the main thing, the motivation. He actually is there in a sacrificing type way, obviously, to try to help the country. And that means if he gets this other information, he could act on it. And he's recently gotten the information on social media censorship and supposedly Reddit. So we're going to see some interesting things developing there, I think. He needs to know about geoengineering. He needs to know about weaponized education, which is teaching kids to be unable to think, to be globalists at 5 years old. Terrible stuff. And to be racist, mostly against white, so-called white people. I've never seen a white person, by the way. Just people with kind of tan or pink or different shades of brown skin. White is like, you know, chalk, a snow. That's white. I haven't seen any white people. Come to think of it, I haven't seen any black people either. We're all just shades of pink and yellow and brown and red, and everybody's a totally unique individual. The whole concept of racism is really stupid, and we should make sure we're not falling for that either. President needs to know about the Federal Reserve, massive crime that's going on every day. That is near the basic reason why people are having to work so hard just to survive. Because most of the wealth of the country is being siphoned off to the central bank. And we're going to have a guest on the Sunday show soon, G. Edward Griffin, to come and explain about it. He's been on before quite a while ago, and he wrote a great book that you might want to look at sometime called The Creature from Jekyll Island. I thought it was really well done. Maybe the preeminent textbook on how the central bank really works. And in America, it's called the Federal Reserve. In other countries, it has different names. All these central banks are under the control of the big boss central bank, which is the Bank of International Settlements in Switzerland. And their function is to steal all the wealth from each country and be in total control of them. And they have given themselves the right, with government collusion, to just issue credits or paper and say, okay, that's money. Now you owe us that much back with interest, which means you can never pay it because there's not that much in circulation. And they own the country. That's an issue, you know, because these central banks are not part of the governments. They're above the law, and they need to be shut down, as Ron Paul has explained. So we'll have G. Edward Griffin on the show soon to get into it. It's a really interesting thing to know about. It's not boring at all. Anyway, the bottom line is that Trump is really impressed with business leaders that are super successful and well-organized and have been giving people jobs and all that. And I think that's wonderful, but not if they're making a product or a service that is enslaving or killing people. And I personally don't think the current president understands that. There have been others that understood it and didn't care. I don't think he's in that category. But he shows no indication of understanding it, and that needs to change. The Bayer-Monsanto merger that just happened should never have been approved. Both of those companies' upper management should be indicted. They're working as hard as they can to destroy the biosphere, which is not an intelligent thing to do when it's your life support system. I think that should be pretty clear. And the history of both of those companies is history of organized crime. There is one positive thing that happened, and we're down to a couple minutes here. I'll be quick. In California, there was a case that just finished, and the jury awarded a cancer victim forget the exact kind of cancer, but it was really clearly from using Roundup and being told it, like all these other things, it's totally safe, right? I mean, I remember when Roundup was first sold, Monsanto was saying, your kids could play in it. It's just biodegradable. I mean, this is true evil. And so this cancer victim was just awarded $289 million, and that's a really in damages. And that's a really good sign, because there are hundreds of other individuals that can sue Monsanto, even though it's now merged with Bayer. It's hopefully going to really damage Bayer as well. And I don't mind Bayer making a ton of money as long as they drop every part of their business that hurts anybody. There'd probably be nothing left in the case of Bayer. But anyway, this is a really good sign because of all the other lawsuits that could use that as a precedent. But, you know, there's no system of government that works if the character of the people is missing, including free market capitalism. You can see what happened to that, because the power positions attracted the worst people, and they're calling the shots, and that has disastrous results. So the power structure that wants to finish off the job of exterminating life on this planet, and that is their goal. I'm sorry to say that, but that spent decades looking into that, and that's what they're after. That's what they plan. They could do it overnight, but they're doing it step by step by step for reasons that are very interesting. We don't have time to look at that at the moment, but maybe we are we will later. So all the programs that are started by the global leaders, global rulers, are to kill consciousness, and they can do that by making you sick, tying you up with multiple medical drugs, which you're trying to get everybody on a lot of medical drugs right now. That's really nasty, because they don't have any idea what damage they're going to do to you when they interact with each other. Even the safety studies on single drugs like that are mostly all false, because they're often done by the company selling it, and they say to the regulator, yep, it was all safe, it was great. And then when they kill too many thousands or millions of people, they say, well, because we care about you so much, we're not going to sell it anymore. And then they sell it to another country where the people are not protected from it at all. The same thing is true of the fluoride business, the poison food and GMO business, geoengineering, real information being withheld on health and energy and environment, and what the whole race thing is really a scam, and they don't want you to know that. All this is being done to kill awareness on your part. There's clean energy generation technologies available now. They've been available, as Dr. Stephen Greer says, for over 100 years. And those are being hidden. And the real information about health is known as well. And it's already available. So they're trying to assassinate a lot of people that talk openly about those things. But you're really needed as an individual. And you need to break the programming that as an individual, there's nothing you can do. That's not true. You know how cell towers affect the whole environment with this toxic radiation that is microwave and government approved to be safe while it's killing you? That's not the only kind of frequency there is, you know. There is the possibility of generating that yourself, and in fact you're doing it now, but it's scattered and random and unconscious. You make that conscious. I just say that that is the beginning of a complete change in your experience of the remainder of your life, and you can make a contribution to what happens on this planet beyond what you can imagine. So I recommend you find out about that, and who you become, and then acting on that. It really matters. It's a contribution more than if you were just giving, you know, money or something like that. What you can actually do, and I'm not saying that would be bad, money, you know, we could use money for our school, but, and money is wonderful, it's not an evil thing at all, but what you can do just by becoming who you actually are, which is the biggest secret, you could actually help turn this around. That's why the power structure is so desperate and in a hurry to shut down what's left of your consciousness, make sure you're totally hypnotized, and that you don't do anything to get in the way of finishing off the biosphere with us in it. So I recommend doing the opposite of what they recommend. Become yourself. And don't just memorize all the news. That's not being waked up. Realize what it means and how valuable the remaining time is. You don't just wait for an obvious cataclysm. We're at that stage now. What we do every minute matters. And you're the hidden resource. So it's up to you when you want to open it up. I think that's about it for our time. We're a minute over, actually. Those of you who are signed up for the Planetary Healing Club will meet in 29 minutes. Anybody who wants to find out about it, go to lostartsradio.com/club. And tomorrow night we'll have the regular Sunday night educational show, blogtalkradio.com/lostartsradio. And then I hope you have a great week, and I'll meet you back here next Saturday. Thanks for being with us, and I'll talk to you then.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.